In Connecticut, overdose deaths from heroin and other opiates have more than doubled over the past 3 years. Health advocates in the state are calling for more money to help people recover from their addictions. WSHU's Davis Donovan met a man who's learning to help others stay clean, as he puts his own addiction in the past.
If you mind me asking, what drugs were you on, though?
I was on cocaine and prescription pills.
Same here.
Yeah.
This is a support group for people in their 20s in Bridgeport, Connecticut. 20-year-old Lance Supersad is getting to know 28-year-old Paul Elliott. Elliott's been clean for 8 months. Supersad nods and says he knows what that's like.
It's so crazy because you're older than me, but I just like to say I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, it's not even about age, man. It's about what you've been through.
I'm proud of, like, really sitting down here with me right now. Like, one time I actually came to somebody and talked about recovery, like, they laughed at me, you know what I mean?
Last month, Supersad finished a program to become a recovery coach. He goes to support groups, and he helps people like Elliott put their addictions behind them. He speaks at high schools and spends part of his day on the phone with other people recovering from addiction.
Say, hypothetically, if somebody relapses, I don't antagonize them, but I just know that there's somebody here to talk to, no matter what.
At 20, Supersad is one of the youngest recovery coaches in the state. 2 years ago, he was a student at Bridgeport Hospital School of Nursing, but his life fell apart when he got addicted to drugs. Cocaine, ecstasy, and Percocet, a highly addictive opiate.
I was really suicidal, you know. I was to the point where if I didn't have any opiates in my system, I would take a life or I would take my own.
In 2014, he was arrested when he robbed a bank to feed his Percocet addiction. The arrest report went viral because of his unusual name, Lancelot Supersad Jr. Jimmy Kimmel made fun of him on national television. Supersad says that didn't bother him.
When I heard Jimmy Kimmel laughing about it and all that and, like, making fun of me, I laughed myself. It's funny. I have a funny last name, okay? Joke about my name. Do not joke about what I went through.
It was a low point for Supersad, but it was also a turning point. He spent 6 months in jail, then got out on the condition that he go to rehab. Less than 2 years later, he feels like he's in a better place than he's ever been.
During my time as a medical student, behind the curtains, I was still putting stuff up my nose, and I still wasn't happy with life. Right now, I feel like there's more of a meaning to life.
Now Supersad says he wants to be a professional recovery coach. He wants to be the face of recovery from the heroin and opiate epidemic that killed more than 700 people in Connecticut last year.
I want to take the covers off of people's heads and show them that this is real. People are dying. People are dying from opiate overdoses, more than people dying from homicides.
The Connecticut Community for Addiction Recovery runs Lance's support group, along with centers for people recovering from addiction in Bridgeport, Hartford, and Willimantic. Deb Detter is their director. She says Lance's support group is the only one in Connecticut that's specifically tailored to young adults.
We talk a lot about being a face and voice of recovery, which is about using our own stories to teach about recovery, to demonstrate that recovery is real and that there's hope in the communities.
But Detter's worried whether the group can keep its state funding. She's gone to a few forums hosted by U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut that bring together representatives from different groups that fight heroin and opiate addiction.
I love that the community is coming together to talk about it, but there's nothing really coming out of it that I can grasp and walk away with and go, okay, here we go, party's on.
Blumenthal says he wants to see more programs like this one, too, and more people like Supersad who can share their stories about addiction.
You can't pay people enough for that kind of leadership and courage. And that's what he is providing. Lance is a voice and face that can inspire others.
Last week, the U.S. Senate passed a bill that will increase efforts to fight heroin and opiate addiction. That includes recovery programs, measures to prevent people from getting addicted, and law enforcement programs that target heroin and opiate trafficking. But that bill didn't include more than $600 million to fund those programs.
It hurts a little bit.
Supersad says he's glad the bill passed, but he's disappointed.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, but it would actually come in to help us. We need more treatment for addicts out there. We need more treatment for people in recovery.
Supersad wants to make recovery a full-time career, to be, as he puts it, the face of recovery. He hopes someday the name Lance Supersad will make the news again, not as a joke, but as the name of someone who overcame a potentially deadly addiction. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.